This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. I'm off to a great start. I just spoke into a microphone that wasn't on, which is a lot better than speaking into a microphone that's on when you don't think it's on. I'd rather take that.
Yeah, ask Tom Brenneman about that.
Yes, Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Maddie's in his spot. Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
There's a drive deep to left from Castellanos. It's great. It's Friday. I'm excited for the weekend. How about you?
Same, except I'm not excited for right now, and I'll tell you why. The televisions are out here at the studio. Mm. And so how about this note? So it goes on the television. There's a blue square that comes up, and it has a blue outline, and it's gray, and then it has white writing inside of the plain black screen that's up now, the black screen of death. And it's on both televisions here. And it says, the video signal has been in. I've never seen this before. And I've seen this message, but I never took the time to read it. The video signal has been interrupted. Please tune to channel 92. Wait for 3 minutes, and your service should be restored. If you're still experiencing a problem, please call 1-800-COMCAST. We're sorry for the inconvenience. I've had channel 92 on now for about 20 minutes, and nothing. So it was working before, okay? The television was working before. Now, I need Highfield and I need Heather. So I don't know what the hell's happening here. I need them. I need them to find out, is there a bear on Mount Washington? You know, well, what is happening? And I don't get that this morning. I am thoroughly lost with what happens. Then I would have the other one on, like, live from the Masters to get ready for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something screwy's happening here because my internet's out, too, and I had to restart. So I don't know what's happening.
See,
is it now working that you pulled the old restart thing?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I'm lost. Okay. I'm lost without Highfield and Heather. I need them. I need them in my life. The way that they interact, the way they deliver the news, if they're tell me all about a water main break in Bell Vernon or something, I need that. I need all of that every morning. All right, how about this? I've thought about this today. Well, I thought about this actually yesterday and wrote it down. Now, we started text messaging, not me and you, but the world started text messaging. I don't know. When did text messaging really come into play?
Like 2000. It was after 2002-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say about 20 years ago is when it really started, and it kind of like everyone, if you will, had it. So we went from text messaging, we went from phone, from calling people, to then it became very common to text message. So that was a step into, some will say, streamlining communication. Others will say laziness, right? You can buy either one, right? We didn't want to communicate. So then we went from full words, okay, to then like season, SZN, or BRB, be right back, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So that became another shortened thing to laziness, some will say. Then we went from BRB to LOL, whatever, not even being able to, we're too lazy to even type that out. Then we went to emojis, okay? Smiley faces with just to where you put that in and you don't even have time to type LOL. It's just a smiley face. Now we've even reached a different, think about all, this all started with phone calls. This all started actually with a home phone that we had to have a mobile phone. Then it became texting. Now we're all the way where emojis still aren't good enough. Now we're to the point where we just thumbs up a tweet. We don't even have time to respond with writing something in a field anymore. We just thumbs up or thumbs down what someone said. We are that removed from interpersonal communication that we can't even take the time. And I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I'm just making an observation. How okay. far we've come. It's like, I don't have time. Derek, I'm sure as hell not going to write you a full word. No. And I don't have time to sift through these emojis to give you a smiley or a thumbs up in the field or whatever. You just get, I'm going to hold down on the text that you send me, and that's what you get. A thumbs up or a thumbs down or an exclamation point. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. How yeah. No, what's, no, next? What's next?
I don't know. The phone will read our thoughts and communicate for us without us even having to say anything.
Because I'm thinking, can we get any more sort of lazy's the wrong word here, but can we get any more streamlined? If you think, because you thought when you went, you thought you were really cool when you were used like LOL, BRB, or you know whatever some of LMF, whatever, you know that. You thought that was, well, look at how short it is. Look at how good it is. Look at how tight the communication is. Can't get any shorter than this. We're here. Now you don't even have time to click in the field.
So now I have to ask, what brought this up?
Yesterday I got a thumbs up from my wife in a text. Okay. In a text. Right. Yeah.
And was it not good enough? Need to be more detail? Was it kind of like one of those things? And I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from.
No, I'm into it.
Where like you text someone, and you expect like an actual response, right? Like you expect somebody to say this or that or whatever. And like you said, you don't even get the actual thumb emoji, like the yellow thumbs up. You get someone simply liking the text that you sent.
Yes.
And there are times where you feel like you might need a little more. Now, I'll be honest. The only time I need more detail is when my wife is sending me the grocery list. That's it. That's all. Other than that, I typically don't need that much more detail. I am terrible about texting. I just discovered Facebook messages from my brother-in-law from like 4 days ago yesterday. He had been messaging me about the Masters. We usually do like a Masters draft amongst a few of us in our family. Completely missed it. Just I'm terrible at it. But I don't need a whole lot of detail. We can be quick, and I think I kind of appreciate all of the streamlining of the communication.
Oh yeah, I definitely appreciate it. I always think things in big form. Like if I see something, and I'm always wondering where things are going to go next. You know, I'm that kind of, I don't know, I'm a weird thinker like that. Like if it traveled from this to this over time, what will it be? Like I'm always thinking about, like, you know, they told us that these Jetsons, the cars are going to look like the Jetsons in 2020 or whatever, and they really don't. Although I saw that new Hummer or whatever it was. That H2 or whatever, and it kind of looks futuristic, that Tesla SUV, and the Tesla, if you saw the Tesla, like, 18-wheeler, the electric 18, it looks like futuristic, and maybe we're getting there, but what are cars going to look like, when my kids are my age? Are they really going to start to kind of look real futuristic, kind of? I always think in that regards, and I was thinking about that. We've got to be at the bare minimum of the shortest communication possible. It can't get any shorter than that. It just, it can't. It can't.
There's got to, yeah, somebody will figure something out.
Is it incumbent upon you to have the thumbs up or have the smiley face and whatever, like in the race that you are, or the shade of that you are of your skin?
I go with the yellow. I just go with the yellow. Standard yellow all the time. No, I don't begrudge anybody that wants to use a shade appropriate emoji, but like, I'm just yellow. I don't have time to like hold down on the thing and then go over to like the really pale hand.
If you hold down on the thumbs up, there are, what are there, 6, 8 different, maybe 10 different?
Yeah, it's funny you say this, because I have a group text with a small group at church, and everybody, there was like a, you know, everybody was, there was one person that put the thumbs up and then another person did, so everybody had to. And everybody did it in their shade. And they nailed their shade of thumb.
Of what they are?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Kind of skin color they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
I guess that's what we do. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's five different options aside from yellow. I'm looking at it right now.
Hmm.
I do just go the solid yellow.
I click whatever one is there. Are you a thumbs up guy, Matt? Do you do the thumbs up?
Every once in a while, yeah. I do, especially for like work communications here, because normally it's like Jim saying, oh, hey, I put the parks in or whatever, and I'll just give him the thumbs up.
Give him the thumbs up. Yeah. Give him the big thumbs up, double thumbs up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. There are so many emojis. You know which ones I look at? I'll just send every once in a while just to make people mad. I'll just send a flag. There are 7,000 flags. I can't name what half of those flags are. Switzerland, Sweden, this place.
The ones I don't understand, to be quite honest, are like the ones like the animal ones.
Yeah.
Like who's sending an emoji of a squid or an emoji of a kangaroo?
Yeah, and why the shrimp? Why do we need some of these foods? You know, the skewers.
Yeah,
who sends a skewer? A shish kebab? Yeah. Who sends a shish kebab? Yeah. Has a shish kebab ever been sent? I'm looking at these emojis now.
Yeah.
The shish kebab.
And there's like five different flower emojis. No, more than that. Like eight or nine. What? Why?
Do all of these have a secret second meeting in some different sort of group? Like, does something mean like if I were to say, wow, I'm looking at this one, it is, I don't even know. Let me look at this. Like, because I like, you know, the eggplant one. Oh, like the curling. There's the curling stone. The stone they do for curling. That's an emoji. You know, that you get down and you push that thing. You know, the stone for curling. Is that like, well, if I would send that like to, or if a teenager sent it to another teenager, they'd be like, yep, Like, is there like a secret code to a lot of these?
Yeah.
That they've taken on a double entendre meeting.
Guys, Jimmy just sent me the curling stone. Who's holding?
I know.
He wants to get stoned.
Right.
See? How
you
did that?
No, yeah. I'm being... You could be honest.
No, I know. No, yeah, we could be. See, this is how we know we're getting old, though.
Like, Jimmy Carter gets the peach. He's like, oh, I love Georgia. It's great. It's wonderful. Well, I'm building houses. I'm 107 years old. I love the state of Georgia. Thank you for the peach. And then you send a peach to a 21-year-old woman, and they're like... That ain't what that
means.
Sexual
harassment.
Right. That ain't what that means.
right.
So, now, Matt, I'm telling you. Matt's
like,
shaking his head.
Well,
Chris, everyone has
emojis.
A second meeting. I'm guaranteed. I guarantee it. Everyone has a second meeting. Like, you just hit that stone
probably.
One. You're right. Like,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, there,
I just don't understand. Like, even if there's a there can't be second meanings to some of it. Like,
needle and
there's
thread.
Eight different. Right. There's eight different emojis for phases of the moon. What does it mean if I send somebody an emoji of a waxing gibbous moon? Like,
ask Dave DiCello. I don't know this. I don't know this. I don't need this.
That's what I don't even know what. And then I don't know. There's a random food in here. I don't even know what it is. It just looks like a lump of something.
Matt, what is this? A life preserver?
I don't know. I just sent you guys an emoji.
What is that?
It's not good for radio. But what is that?
It looks like a life preserver.
It's a flower.
Is it a flower?
I don't know. Some of them, you know, the other thing, though, don't discount the big contingent of like things that we know nothing about. But like it are huge in like the Asian American community or in different, you know, like that are really tilted and meant for different communities that we're not a part of, you know. So there's that. But yeah, I look at those emojis sometimes like, who's using these? I just said that the other day. Why are there so many? Who's using all of these?
Okay. I just sent one back to you guys. It's literally a picture of like a bus stop. it's like a pole. With a bus stop sign on it and some random numbers on it, like
prostitution.
Who's sending
prostitution?
I mean, that's a long way to go to make that connection, though. And what if you don't? What if the other person doesn't make that connection? There's a lot of potential for misunderstood communication.
Undercovers are using that bus stop one for sure. I get soliciting. Yep, here it is. Yep, your honor. I sent the bus stop emoji. The man met there. I wonder if they're like hold up in court, you know? Like you can hold up written words in court if you send a text to somebody that's
It's a good question.
Do they hold up in court? Like, if you say, like, yo, come get this eggplant. Right.
Why is there an emoji of a pager? What could that possibly mean other than here's a picture of a pager?
Man, I don't know. See, it's wild. Now, I opened this whole can of worms. I could do this all day.
This is why I don't scroll beyond, like, the faces. That's it. Or it has now, like, the search emoji function.
Yes.
Where I can type in the emoji that I want, and it gives me my most common ones. And I just stick to, like, the 10 that I use. I probably don't even use 10 regularly.
If I sent Jimmy Carter the peach, do you think he would know? Do you think he'd be... What if he sent back the okay symbol? Jimmy Carter did.
Or back the flag of Georgia.
No, the thumbs up.
The Russian Republic.
He set out the thumbs up in his skin tone. Be like, yeah. Or the Republic of Georgia. That's incredible. Oh my, or Bulldog. He would just set back a Bulldog. All right, Mike DeFabo coming up at 8 o'clock. Amy Schuneman, WPIL, in her regular spot in the 9 o'clock hour in the fort. Michael McHenry at about 9:30. Great Penguins win last night. We get into that. There's tons to talk about. A real bad officiating flub in the world of sports. We get into that in the 6 o'clock hour. Good morning to you. Thanks for being aboard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.